laying in her bed for the past hour and a half, upside down, making funny faces in the same mirror that she's attempting to get ready in. You see, we're vying for reflection, and I can really care less what kind of head rush I'm gonna have later. But in the meantime, you can say hello to Mr. Chinhead, a guy who's got no ears and can actually put up with shit just like this.
Looks great. Of
course you don't look fat. Relax. Calm down, babe.
I can't even take this. I can't find anything to wear.
Or how about Mr. Suckerface, the guy who brings his girlfriend to 5 Lenny Kravitz concerts in the tri-state area during the past year, and it never even dawns on him once. Funny.
So we're just sitting back there, and all of a sudden, he just breaks into this improv poem about my God, how pretty my arms are. Yes, he did. He did.
Pushing 100, weaving in and out of cars, and I've got welts on my nape from the tongue whipping coming from the back seat. You see, she's applying the seduction paint, and I'm just a chauffeur who's supposed to snap his fingers and turn back the hands of time because we're already an hour and a half late. Luckily, we get in there for the grand finale.
This last song is dedicated to all the beautiful women and mothers out there in the struggle every day. Nurturing this mad world.
After the song, my girl rushes the stage.
Lenny.
He grabs her arm and he goes behind the curtain. I try chasing him, but I feel a big arm on my chest.
Hold it here, white boy.
What?
You know what?
So
what?
Okay.
Yo, I'm gonna write a song about you.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about you, but there's just something that you've got. It's not just the look, it's just not the way you dress, it's just something about your vibe. It's so special, so unique.
I throw my hands up, turn around, and start to leave the venue. I make my way through the crowd and eventually into the parking lot where I can feel someone staring at me. I look to my left and it's Lenny's girl,
you know,
the Brazilian model, Giselle, blah blah blah. And she starts telling me that she's been staring at me all night. She doesn't know what it is, but it's just something about my mediocre look that's driving her crazy. And she's sick and tired of the celebrity life, riding around in yachts, sandy beaches, photo shoots. She wants a low-key, subpar, under-the-radar type of guy. And I looked at her and said, Giselle, I got your back.
Literally.
You like big noses?
No, she don't.
Come on now.
Giselle.
Stop it. You like big noses?
Giselle, you're
I got my nose from my dad, you know.
Wow.
Crooked teeth too?
Giselle.
You don't like crooked. I was supposed to get braces when I was 13.
It's like I'm made for
and
you.
It was by some uncanny force I didn't.
Oh,
probably because of you.
Shoot.
The art.